Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's Dependable show, we'll also celebrate the birthdays of Ben Selvin, Irving Kale, Maury Davidson, and J.C. Flippin. Last week, March 5th, marked the birth in 1898 in New York City of violinist and bandleader and one of my favorites, Ben Selvin. The family had emigrated from Russia, where Ben's father, Max, was a tailor. A musical prodigy, Ben started playing the violin at age 7 and made his first public appearance at the Star Casino at age 9. In 1913, he made his first appearance on Broadway, and at just 19, he formed his own orchestra, which played at the Moulin Rouge for a record 7 years. He probably made more records than any other bandleader of the 78 era, but his best-selling record was Dardanella, waxed by Selvin's Novelty Orchestra for Victor on November 20, 1919. He began working in radio by 1924, and although he complained about the medium's tonal balance, in 1925 he was broadcasting over WFBH and doing his own announcing. In 1927 he was program director of the Columbia Phonograph Hour, heard every Wednesday evening. In the late 30s, he was chief programmer for Muzak and later worked for RCA until retiring at age 65. He died July 15, 1980. Here's Ben Selvin.
Them good old times are coming back again. Oh, them good old times are coming back again. And the good old sun will shine and there won't be no bread line. And them good old times are coming back again. Yes, sir, them good old times are coming back again. Oh, them good old times are coming back again. We won't have to break our backs toting a big carload of tacks. Oh, them good old times are coming back again. Beans. Oh, them good old times are coming back again.
Thank you. all the crowd goes home. I always go home alone. Oh, that kiss on the way back home, that's something I've never known. I envy the others who have love affairs, who go out in couples and come home in pairs. When the rest of the crowd goes home, I always go home alone.
Thank you.
Ben Selvin made records under dozens of pseudonyms, and there you had three of them. We started off in the depths of the Depression on March 8, 1932, with the hopeful Them Good Old Times Are Coming Back Again. Dick Robertson was the vocalist, and Them Good Old Times Are Coming Back Again was written by the chiefly country music songwriter Bob Miller. So it's not surprising that that Columbia 78 credited Bob Miller and his orchestra. Miller wrote about 600 sentimental, nostalgic, comic, and nonsense songs, and he could always be counted upon to come up with a disaster song just days or even hours after a tragic event. Last year we played his song Ohio Prison Fire, and he also wrote The Crash of the Akron. Everyone is familiar with the crash of the Hindenburg, but the U.S. Navy airship USS Akron, a 785-foot dirigible, crashed into the Atlantic Ocean in a violent storm on April 4, 1933, killing 73, more than twice as many lives as were lost on the Hindenburg. I might just play Crash of the Akron in a couple of weeks. Next was Jerry Fenwick and his orchestra, with Bobby Dix taking the vocal on When the Rest of the Crowd Goes Home, I Always Go Home Alone. At least that's what the label says. That long-playing Harmony 78 was made October 21, 1931. Bobby Dix was usually a pseudonym for Dick Robertson, but the vocalist in this case was actually Orlando Robertson. We finished up with the Columbia Photo Players with Dust from the MGM film Children of Pleasure, which also included The Whole Darn Thing's for You. The vocal there was by the Rondeleers on April 21, 1930. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, March 5th, marked the birth in 1903 in Houtsdale, Pennsylvania, of lyricist Irving Kail. In the mid-20s, he was appearing in New York vaudeville sketches written by Gus Edwards when he met composer Sammy Fain, and the two formed one of the most prolific collaborations ever in Tin Pan Alley, and which lasted until Kail's death in 1942. Their first song together, along with Francis Wheeler, was Let a Smile Be Your Umbrella in 1927, and it was recorded by Roger Wolf Kahn and Sam Lannon. In 1930, they were signed by Paramount Pictures to write a song for the Maurice Chevalier picture, The Big Pond. They traveled to Los Angeles and wrote You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me and wound up staying in L.A., where they worked for several movie studios, but also wrote for Broadway. Irving Kail died in New York on February 7, 1942, and was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1970. Irving Kail's best-known songs include Wedding Bells Are Breaking Up That Old Gang of Mine, Let a Smile Be Your Umbrella, I'll Be Seeing You, and these.
Here we are at last with the day fading fast like a boy and a girl in a storybook. Here we are alone in a world of our own like a pair in a love song sweet. Here's the nook, dear, just like a song and book, dear. Take a look, dear, the picture is complete. Ah, the moon is here, ah, we are here. Love is off to a beautiful start. I'm sitting pretty and you're by my side. I'm well supplied, plenty of you, plenty to do. Ah, it feels so grand when I hold your hand. There's a hop, skip, and jump in my heart. What is this funny thing I can't get too much of? Ah, I've got a feeling it's love. Off to a beautiful start. I hold your hand. There's a hop, skip, and jump in my heart. What is this funny thing I can't get too much of? Ah, I've got a feeling it's love.
night saving time so I could love that girl of mine until the birdies wake and chime good morning. There ought to be a law in plover time to keep that moon out over time, to keep each lover's lane in rhyme till dawning. You'd better hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, get busy today. You'd better croon a tune to the man up in the moon. And here's what I'd say, say, there ought to be a moonlight saving time so I could love that girl of mine until the birdies wake and chime good morning.
This being the first day of daylight saving time, it's entirely appropriate that I play There Ought to Be a Moonlight Saving Time. That was the Hi-Hatters, with Frank Luther taking the vocal honors on May 11, 1931. There Ought to Be a Moonlight Saving Time was written by Irving Cale and Harry Richman. Before that, it was Leo Reisman and his orchestra with Mia Cara, which translates as My Dear. Mia Cara was written by Cale, Sammy Fain, and Pierre Norman. The vocalist on that May 12, 1930 recording was Lou Conrad. We started off our tribute to Irving Cale with Ramona Davies and her grand piano, with a few members of the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, and Ah, the Moon is Here, another Cale Fain product. That record was made August 16, 1933, and the song is from the 1933 Busby Berkeley picture, Footlight Parade.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
For no particular reason, this next segment consists of a set of dependable songs. Here's Whispering Jack Smith.
Lovers depend on moonlight for a love affair, and babies depend on mothers for their tender care. Flowers depend on the sunshine and the morning dew. Each thing depends on a something, and I depend on you. I can be happy, I can be sad, I can be good, or I can be bad. It all depends on you. I can be lonely out in a crowd, I can be humble, or I can be proud. It all depends on you. I can save money or spend it, go right on living, or ended, and you're to blame, honey, for what I do. I know that I can be beggar, I can be king, I can be almost any old thing. It all depends on you. Now here's one for you. You can be happy, or you can be glad. You can have better luck than you've had. It all depends on you. You can find gladness, and you can find joy. Bring happiness to some girl or boy. It all depends on you. But if you act blue and neglected, you will be blue and neglected, and your life reflected in all you do. And just remember that there's lots of sunshine most everywhere, and if you keep smiling, you'll get your share. It all depends on you. And I can be saint, dear, or sinner, finish up loser, or winner, and you're to blame, honey, for what I do. I know that I can go onward, eager and brave. I can be master, or I can be slave. It all depends on you.
I could sing a new song, never sing a blue song. Everything depends on you.
It all depends on just you, dear.
I could end my dreaming, lonely nights of scheming. Everything depends on you. Mountains may be high, oceans may be wide, but I'll reach the sky with you by my side. I could end my story in a blaze of glory. Everything depends on you. Could end my story in a blaze of glory. Everything depends on you.
Oh,
say we're true, I'm still in love with you. You know you can depend on me. Though someone you've met has made you forget, you know you can depend on me. And now I wish you success, oh honey, loads of happiness. But for me, I guess, I'll be lonely, I'll be lonely, I'll be blue. And if you ever need a friend, I'm yours to the end. For you know, you can depend on me.
Dick Juergens and his orchestra probably played that song right here in the Casino Ballroom at some point. That was You Can Depend on Me, with the vocal by Eddie Howard. That Vocalion 78 was made August 19, 1939. Before that, it was the Rockin' Chair Lady, Mildred Bailey, with the Delta Rhythm Boys and Everything Depends on You, written by Charles Carpenter, Louis Dunlap, and Earl Hines. That record is a bit outside our usual 20s and 30s parameter, having been waxed June 13, 1941. We began that dependable set with Whispering Jack Smith accompanying himself on piano in London on June 17, 1927, with It All Depends on You, written by De Silva, Brown, and Henderson. I'm the fairly dependable Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every week, but available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, March 6th, marked the birth in 1899 in New York City of composer Maury Davidson. I have very little information about him, but he grew up in Youngstown, Ohio, and became a representative for a music publisher and eventually program director and director of publicity at Cleveland radio station WJAY. In addition to writing songs, he apparently sang, as I found a radio listing in December of 1929 for Maury Davidson Baritone. His compositions include I'm Gonna Salt Away Some Sugar, Get Him in a Rumble Seat, Put On Your Old Red Flannels, Cobble Rumba, and these. Oh,
everlastingly thrill me. Let the spell of it fill me with a love divine. Beloved, hold me while your two arms enfold me, unresisting and boldly, press your lips to mine. Forever crush me like a rose in your hand, with kisses hush me, I am yours to command. Understand, take me to your heart and awake me, just a slave you can make me, while you thrill me,
thank you.
Last segment, we heard Mildred Bailey, who had nothing whatsoever to do with the group we just heard, Bailey's Lucky Seven, from a Jeanette 78 made September 25th, 1925. That was Who Loved You Best, written by Maury Davidson, Sterling Whipple, and Richard Wiley. Bailey's Lucky Seven was actually a studio group put together by Sam Lennon for a series of Jeanette sessions and consisted mainly of members of the original Memphis Five. Before that was Scrappy Lambert, credited as Jason Hawks with Willard Robeson and his Deep River Orchestra around April 20th, 1928, with Though You Threw Me Down. Though You Threw Me Down was written by Davidson, Carl Rupp, and Larry Norett. We began our tribute to Maury Davidson with Thrill Me. That was Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys, with a trio including Elmer Feldkamp recording for Columbia on February 11th, 1931. The group had tried it exactly a week prior, but that effort was rejected. Thrill Me was written by Maury Davidson, Manuel Olmo, and Sammy Watkins. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. Last week, March 6th, marked the birth in 1899 in Little Rock, Arkansas, of J.C. Flippin. His career started at age 14 in a minstrel show playing in both blackface and whiteface, but he became a vaudeville comedian billed as the Ham What Am before appearing on Broadway in the mid-1920s. In reviews, Variety referred to him as Flip. His first film was a Vitaphone short in 1928 titled The Ham What Am, in which he sings Sweeping the Cobwebs Off the Moon and Magnolia. But his film career took off in the 1940s and 50s as a character actor, playing police officers and criminals. He appeared in over 60 movies, and in the 1960s he appeared in a number of television series. J.C. Flippin died February 3, 1971 in Los Angeles, where he is interred. Between 1924 and 29, he recorded about 30 sides for Columbia, Perfect, and Brunswick, and here are a few of them.
Started with you. I will admit I've had some luck, but it has always been bad. Oh, what dumb luck I've just had. Oh, boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. Now I'm in clover. out, hooray. And then, of course, you happened along. Oh, boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day.
If I had you guessing then, but I'm not guessing when you hear me say, oh, what eyes, and furthermore, oh, what lips, and furthermore, oh, 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 and furthermore, she belongs to me. Oh, what smile, and furthermore, what a style, and furthermore, oh, 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 and furthermore, she belongs to me. She never says no. She never says yes, apparently slow, but nevertheless, oh, can she love? And furthermore, does she love? And furthermore, oh, 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 and furthermore, she belongs to me. Furthermore, oh, 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 and furthermore, she belongs to me. She got fancy hose, and furthermore, these and those. And furthermore, oh, 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 and furthermore, she belongs to me. Her papa's got dough, and horses and yachts, a million or so. Invaluable lot, what's his is hers. And furthermore, hers is mine. And furthermore, oh, 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 and furthermore, she belongs to me. Now take her out. And furthermore, she don't walk back. And furthermore, oh, 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 and furthermore, she belongs to me. Now an awful lot she hasn't got, but what she's got a lot. And oh, 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 and furthermore, she belongs to me. And furthermore, turn it over.
The cutest little baby face. There's not another one can take your place. Baby face, my poor heart is jumping. You sure have started something, baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. I didn't need a shove, 'cause I just fell in love with your pretty baby face. there. Don't wanna live without her. I love her, goodness knows. I done wrote a song about her, and just the way it goes, that baby face. You got the cutest little old baby face. There's not another one can take your place. Baby face, my poor heart is jumping. You sure have started something, baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. I didn't need no shove, 'cause I just naturally fell in love with your pretty baby
from J.C. Flippin and his gang, the gang consisting of a few members of the California Ramblers. We started off with Lucky Day from July of 1926. That was followed by And Furthermore, recorded August 4th, 1927, about 7 months before Irving Aronson's rendition. And Furthermore was written by Bud Green and Harry Warren. We finished up with that quintessential 20s tune, Babyface, composed by Harry Axt with lyrics by Benny Davis. This recording is from September of 1926, about 3 months after Jan Garber recorded it, with the lyricist Benny Davis himself singing the vocal refrain. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.